This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, it's Jeff. I just got through listening to The Economist that you had on about maybe 3 weeks ago. It was fun that you mentioned that I bought 8 units for $350,000 and that I just couldn't pull the trigger on 3 units for $389,000. And you said something about, isn't that called blue real estate? I know what you were talking about. Pent-up demand. Okay, in other words... He didn't get it, but I got it, and at least I think that's right.
Jeff from Redlands, he claims he doesn't have a sense of humor, but he's wrong. And coincidentally, today, California Association of Realtors Deputy Chief Economist Oscar Way is on the program. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. As mentioned, Oscar Way is back to weigh in. He was here June 2022, and he's back to talk about mortgage rates, home prices, supply, demand, inflation, recession. He's going to knock it all out in 3 minutes. Fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. And we'll do that in the first segment. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update. Now, I don't want to judge, but I know of a woman agent who has a current listing, and I know that she slept with the owner. And about 6-9 months ago, that same owner had another property, and she got that listing too. Now, I'm not one to judge. I know him. He likes me. I didn't get the listing. I didn't sleep with him. They are virtually married, but still, doesn't seem fair to me. Okay. We have a year-to-date, and I did take a look at... Oh, and by the way, I don't have time now, but there is going to be a legal tip of the week where the listing agent... is in escrow for a sales transaction many weeks into the escrow, and then the listing agent discovers for the first time that the buyer is the cousin of the buyer's agent. I don't know if they slept with each other, kissing cousins. So then the question is, has the buyer violated his duty or her to disclose familiar status? So we'll cover that when we have time. Okay, year to date, we're on the 22nd week of the year? The week ending June 2nd, 2023. That sounds familiar. I wonder if I updated that from last week. But we're at almost at the six-month mark, and so year-to-date, I'll be able to compare it to the last 6 months of 2022. So 280 sales year-to-date, which is very low. I'm looking back to 2005 year-to-date number of sales, and the next lowest... was 307 sales for the first 22 weeks of the year, and that was back in 2008. None of the first 22 weeks of the year going back to 2005 were below 300, except for this year, 2023. And the next closest was 307 in 08, 314 in 09, and let's see, 362 in 06, 368 in 2011, and then in the fives, 520, 553 single-family sales for the first 22 weeks of the year in 2013. That was the record, shattered only by 2021's unicorn, ridiculous year. I don't even like to quote stats on that year. That was 615 sales for the first 22 weeks of the year. So... this year's 280 works out to 12.7 sales per week. Last year was 433, which was higher than 2020's 347. And 433, the same number in 2019. What are the odds? For the first 22 weeks of the year, number of single family sales. So here we are, 2023, only 280. That's 12.7 sales per week. And last year, we averaged 17.35 sales per week in 2022. However, in the second six-month period of 2022, we averaged 14.81 sales per week. So the 12.7 is not as big as a drop in comparison to that last 6 months, and we're coming up to the first 6 months of 2023. The median price year-to-date, $2,155,000. Last year it was $2,320,000 year-to-date, but ended up at $2,214,000. So the first 22 weeks, we're not too far off from the median price for all of 2022, but we're higher than the second 6 months of 22's median price of $1,950,000. And so again, year-to-date median price, $2,155,000. Last year, $2,320,000. Year before, $2,050,000. The only 3 years where the median price has gone over $2 million. 2022, the year-to-date median price was only $1,360,000. Man, thank you, COVID. That's got to be the worst thing to happen since what? What's worse than COVID? I mean, you can talk about 9/11. You can talk about Pearl Harbor. You can talk about the Civil War. There's a lot of bad things that have happened, but man, this COVID thing really did so much. Small businesses gone forever, and real estate prices overall, but particularly in Santa Barbara, just, yeah, some people sold and are happy, but it's tough. For 3 years in a row, back 2018, 2019, 20, it was about $1,300,000. 2017 was just $1,250,000, then $1,250,000. 2015, 2014, $1,180,000, $1,140,000. And then going back 2013, almost for the first 6 months of the year, 22 weeks, median price was $900,787,845,000, $850,000, $850,000, going back to 2009. So what a turnaround. Okay, that's year-to-date. Montecito only, quickly, 50 sales, median price $5.1 million. Last year, 83 sales, median price $5.6 million. That's Montecito only the first 22 weeks of the year. Skipping 2021, ludicrous number of sales, but the median price was only $5,050,000. And then Montecito going back in 2020, 68, then 65, and then 2018, the debris flow, 46. But look at 2017, 71 sales for the first 22 weeks of the year in Montecito, and the median price, $2.95 million. Today, $5.1 million. And just to compare the last 6 months in Montecito only, interestingly, 53 sales for the second 6 months of 2022. And here we are in week 22, not quite through the first 6 months, and we have 50. So it looks like the first 6 months of 2023 in Montecito will surpass the second 6 months in terms of the number of sales in Montecito. But the median price for the second 6 months in Montecito, $5,450,000 versus $5.1 million first 6 months, Montecito only. Well, not the first 6 months, first 22 weeks, Montecito only, 2023. That's the stats. I hope you paid attention. There will be a quiz at the end of the program. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We're going to come back with the Deputy Chief Economist of the California Association of Realtors.